Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Rajya Sabha MP from Nagaland S. Phangnon Konyak has expressed gratitude to Vice President and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, C.P. Radhakrishnan, for nominating her as a member of the Board of Governors of the National Institute of Fashion Technology, NIFT. In a message, Ms. Phangnon reiterated her commitment to fulfill the responsibilities entrusted to her and to contribute her utmost in this role. Ms. Phangnon added that with the collective effort, the board will continue to strengthen the institute's core values, nurture talent, and uphold NIFT's legacy of creativity and innovation. As per an order issued by the Rajya Sabha Secretariat on 28 November, S. Phangnon Konyak has been appointed as a member of the Board of Governors of the National Institute of Fashion Technology. The appointment was made by Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, C.P. Radhakrishnan. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, has filed an FIR with the police following reports circulating on social media regarding the alleged leakage of a question paper of the ongoing Phase 2 Class 9 Final Exam 2025 from a school in Dimapur. In a statement, the NBSE has appealed to the public not to circulate unverified information online regarding the incident. It clarified that examinations for the remaining subjects will continue as scheduled. However, it directed all registered schools to withhold the results of four subjects, English, Social Science, Science and Alternative English, pending further review. According to the board, a retest may be conducted in all or certain districts depending on the extent of the leakage. The board added that action will be taken based on the findings of the investigating agency. Commissioner and Secretary, Department of Information and Public Relations, Orenthang Lotha, inaugurated the Media Facilitation Center at Naga Heritage Village at Kisama yesterday, in the presence of Secretary Industries and Commerce, Ram Nikanth, and department officials. The space has been altered by the Industries and Commerce Department from this year onwards to function as the Media Facilitation Center. The center is set up annually by the Department of IPR during the Hornbill Festival to provide dedicated support and facilities to media personnel covering the festival. The center serves as the primary hub for representatives of the local press, national and international media, including print, digital and electronic platforms. More from our correspondent.
Equipped with high-speed internet connectivity and workstations, the center enables journalists to efficiently transmit their reports, photographs, and video content. The center functions as the operational base for leading national broadcasters, including Akashvani, Doordarshan, and media teams from partner states, along with local and independent correspondents and media personnel from outside Nagaland and abroad. This brings together a wide cross-section of the media fraternity under one roof, facilitating smooth coordination and coverage. The center is frequently visited by dignitaries, senior government officials, including the chief minister, to interact with the media during the course of the festival. These engagements reflect the importance attached by the government of Nagaland to the role of the media in highlighting the significance of the Hornbill Festival and in projecting the rich cultural heritage of the state to the rest of the country and the world. The Media Facilitation Center has over the years become an indispensable part of the Hornbill Festival, ensuring that the event receives wide, timely and professional coverage. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Commissioner and Secretary of Tourism Dr. Zake Kule Chusi inaugurated the Naga Craftscape at Naga Heritage Village Kisama in Kohima yesterday. Organized by the Tribal Way of Nagaland in collaboration with Nagaland Tourism and Department of Art and Culture, the Craftscape showcases live demo craft by Naga artisans. While interacting with the artisans, Dr. Chusi encouraged the artisans to pass on their art to the younger generations. The live demo included cotton spinning, gunsmithing, earthen pottery, nettle weaving, wind chime, harp, basketry, ornaments, and wood carving. And the center said that a fake letter is being circulated on social media by several Pakistani accounts claiming that the Indian government has requested Pakistan to send Imran Khan to India as a political prisoner. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau clarified that the claims being made in the letter are false, baseless, and part of an ongoing disinformation campaign being pushed by Pakistan against India. The fact-check unit further advised citizens to rely only on official statements shared by the government. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.